News. Thanks to station sponsor OzTip Recycling. For fast skip-in delivery at the best price. Book online now at oztiprecycling.com.au.
It's 7 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Jefferson Shaw. More than 1,000 Qantas engineers are stopping work this hour at airports across the country. Katie Fuller reports.
Today marks the first official day of school holidays here in New South Wales, and an ongoing wage dispute could spell trouble for airports across the country. More than 1,000 Qantas engineers are planning to stop work between 7 and 9 at Sydney, Brisbane, Canberra, Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth airports. The Qantas Engineers Alliance, comprised of three union bodies, wants a 5% pay rise per year and a 15% increase in the first year to make up for ongoing wage freezes. The airline says travellers won't be badly affected by strike action and insists there won't be disruptions to flights.
New South Wales Fire and Rescue firefighters will get a pay rise of 3% while negotiations continue to resolve disputes. The firefighters union has agreed to cease industrial action in order to secure the increase for over 6,500 workers. The state government says it's a good step forward, but there's still work to do. Trains between Sydenham and Bankstown have stopped running as the corridor is upgraded to Metro. The T3 line in Sydney's southwest is expected to be shut for at least 12 months. Transport Minister Jo Haylin says free buses for commuters will be in place of trains.
They are a high-frequency service. Every 2 to 4 minutes at every station, there will be a bus to get people where they need to go. But we do know that this will take people longer and there will be queues to get on these buses.
Official figures show the budget has posted a surplus of almost $16 billion for this financial year. Michael Packey reports.
The final budget outcome will be handed down today. It'll show another surplus, this time of $15.8 billion for the 2023-24 financial year. It's almost double what had been forecast in May. Labor claims the better-than-expected result is due to a reduction in government spending, but admits challenging economic times means less tax revenue is being raised, and that could push the nation's finances back in the red next year. Gross debt is also down, with the government able to save $4 billion in interest payments.
Overseas, Lebanon's health ministry says more than 50 people have been killed in Israeli strikes in Lebanon in the last day. Israel has intensified its bombardment since assassinating Hezbollah's leader, Hassan Nasrallah. The BBC's Lina Sinjab reports.
The Israel Defense Forces say they've attacked around 120 military targets of Hezbollah, including in southern of the country. And even here in Beirut, in Dahiya, there was an attack this afternoon in the Dahiya area, same area where the attack and assassination took place of the leader, Hassan Nasrallah. During the whole day, we've been hearing drones all over the city, continuously in different parts of the city. So it seems that the Israelis are still, monitoring and searching for further targets to attack.
Back home, the immigration minister is condemning support for terrorist groups, with more protests expected in Sydney in response to Israel's airstrikes in Lebanon. Among thousands of demonstrators gathered in the CBD yesterday, some held placards of assassinated Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah and waved the terror group's flag. The attendees condemned conflicts in Lebanon and Gaza.
Thank you for coming together today to share grief and solidarity.
Free, free, free Palestine!
Long live the resistance!
Hope Sport.
Travis Head has been named Player of the Series as Australia clinched the final one-day match against England by 49 runs. Head took 4 wickets in the match. Captain Mitch Marsh says he lets Head do his thing.
I think where Travis is at now, that we just let him play his game and do his thing. He's found real consistency in the way he goes about things, and he's a game changer. So for him, it's about being as clear as possible and just let him go.
And the Roosters and Sharks will contest this year's NRLW Grand Final with wins over the Knights and Broncos, respectively.
Hope weather.
A high chance of showers today, becoming less likely this afternoon. Winds south to southwesterly, 15 to 25 kilometres an hour, tending south to southeasterly in the middle of the day, then becoming light in the evening. Heading to a top of 21 degrees in the city, 22 in the west. Right now it's 16 degrees in the city, 15 in the west. Partly cloudy tomorrow, getting up to 22 degrees. A shower or two on Wednesday, a top of 20. Partly cloudy on Thursday and 21. That's the latest Hope News. I'm Jefferson Shaw.
Here we go again. Gorgi, strap yourselves in for Series 3 of She Wasn't Born Yesterday. I'm Janet.
And I'm Amelia. And we'll be chatting with some amazing guests.
Starting with Professor Georgina Long, Co-Medical Director of Melanoma Institute Australia, about how to save our skins.
And from Australian of the Year to Financial Planner of the Year expert, Michelle Stone explains how to boss your money.
We talk to a mental health GP about all things ADHD.
And the very sobering topic of women abused by clergy.
And so much more. She Wasn't Born Yesterday, new series, starts October on Apple Pods, Spotify or the Hope 1032 app. We look forward to your company.
1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Catholic Care Western Sydney and Blue Mountains is looking for volunteers to give 1 hour of their time a fortnight to visit lonely elderly people. You'll receive training so you have the skills and knowledge to fulfil this important role. Station sponsor Catholic Care Western Sydney is offering you this great opportunity to bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Become a volunteer visitor and help end loneliness. Just go to catholiccarewest.com.
Find MacArthur's best at your doorstep. Angus Bristow Village is the perfect location to downsize into retirement living. But there are only four villas left. Station sponsor Angus Bristow is just minutes from restaurants, cafes, shops and more. And you can find peace of mind knowing that home services and aged care are on site if your needs ever change. Inquire now. These quiet, connected three-bedroom villas will soon be gone. Visit angusbristowvillage.org.au.
Mascot approaching the domestic terminals this morning is a little slow. Qantas Drive and Dereden Street are starting to build. And the international terminal approaches Mars Street and Airport Drive are starting to build. Eastlake Southern Cross Drive slowing northbound towards ED and the M7 motorway building northbound out of Preston's towards Elizabeth Drive. Australia, the national 3G network is closing. Check your text so you and your family stay safe and connected. Visit 3gclosure.com.au and act before the 28th of October. Station sponsor, I'm Monique Bovino, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 1032.
Oh my God. Can you believe they let us do this?
Oh, you're in for the best show.
Oh, death! Brendan, I need you to breathe. Yep, he's gone.
Okay, guys.
Mark's on.
Oh, Shania.
Denabelle.
All right, let's do this.
Hope Breakfast.
1, 2, 3, four.
With Brendan and Danny Bell.
Do you remember the Thunderbirds?
The Thunderbirds, yes.
The Thunderbirds are good.
Yes, International Thunderbirds Day today. And for the kids listening, you should look it up because they were such a great like TV show.
They
very
were.
Cute.
And movie, I think a little couple of movies kind of came out with them. But hey, welcome along to the Monday show. School holidays are happening.
Oh, yeah.
It's wet and like awful out there. Not holiday weather at all, but hey. Perfect for a movie.
Oh, very good.
A day on the couch with a blanket.
Indoor things. Yes. Painting in the house. Playing games.
Oh, games. Yes. Bring it on. All the things. So if you are in the middle of these school holidays yet still listening to us, welcome. Thanks so much. Because people, you know, usually listen in their cars.
It's true.
Not happening today. But parenting. It is one of the greatest tasks entrusted to us. And it comes with a whole lot of challenge and risk. And growth, but it also comes with fun. And one of the most funnest things about being a parent is the embarrassment, embarrassing your parents, embarrassing your children. And we have some embarrassing stories to share later on this hour. But up next.
Yes.
Hologramming.
Have you ever watched Tony Stark, the Avengers? And he has the special, you know, there's a special piece of equipment that he uses that helps him see things that, you know, to the normal eye, you couldn't see. Well, right. Mark Zuckerberg has jumped into this scene and maybe they're going to be providing something pretty fun.
Yeah, the future, or what happens in the movies, might actually come true. Thanks, Marvel. Or actually, thanks, Mark Zuckerberg, and we'll tell you what happens next.
One Republic here on Hope Breaky with Brendan and Danny Bell.
And 1-300-40-2020. What futuristic thing needs to become a reality? Because Mark Zuckerberg has
it's
had...
Zuckerberg.
I like Zuckerberg. It's like people change my name, I'm changing his.
I am sure.
Can you imagine? Just get him on the line. We're renunciating your name different.
It's Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg. All right, Zuckerberg.
But he was at Meta Connect 2024 conference in Silicon Valley, and that's where he dropped the best, most advanced glasses ever made.
Yep, the Orion AI glasses.
Ooh, very good.
Right, thank you. Pretty much bringing holograms to life.
Yes.
In a nutshell.
In a nutshell. But imagine, like, putting these on and going, okay, I want to be in New York. And then you think of New York, or like you said it, and then it brings up the city in your glasses.
Yeah. So these are like brand new virtual reality headsets, but come in the form of glasses.
Yes.
So you just put on your shades and go wherever you want in the world.
Here's what's cool. If you want someone who is far away to be in your vision, they're able to teleport as a hologram in front of you.
Stop it.
How cool is that?
This is years of research and work that has come together for this moment, but they believe that it's going to be as pivotal as the moment the iPhone became available,
right,
which changed phoning forever. And now these holographic glasses are set to have the same kind of impact on society.
Here's what's cool. Okay, let's imagine here. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in my house in Sydney.
Yes.
And you're back home in Adelaide.
Yeah.
And we want to play chess, or we want to play a game of cards, right?
Yeah.
You and I would wear our glasses,
mm-hmm,
and we would play as if you could see me and I can see you, and we're playing the card game.
Right.
How cool is that?
It is so cool, but I think it's really going to trip me out.
Yes.
Because you're looking through your glasses and you can see the physical world that you're in.
Yes.
But then the holograms are overlaid on top of it.
Yes.
And
yeah,
so
yeah.
if we're playing a game or interacting with each other.
Yeah, like, I'm sitting at a table.
We're here right now. You're on the other side of the desk. Yes. I'm here on this side of the desk. We can see each other, but we can hear each other, but we can't touch each other. Yes. Like, you can't reach out. But I'm like,
I can't hit you. Like,
yeah, that's right. Which so many times you want to. No. But how do you sit there and play a game or interact with them when you can't touch them? Or like maybe, or maybe that heart moment. It's like it's someone overseas. You haven't seen them for years and you're like, I would give anything just to hug that family member once again.
Well, that's not what these glasses are for.
You're going to be like, I can see the family member. Yes, I can hear the family member. Hug them. But I can't touch them or reach them.
Yeah.
They're here in my house, but I can't physically embrace them or get to them. That is going to mess with your head.
Or it's going to make you really happy.
Right.
It's going to bring all the endorphins in, you know, at the right time.
Have
all
you
the
ever dolphins. Used? Have you ever used those new AI glasses?
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
I'm too scared too. Wait, I think it would freak me out.
You need to be in a room with like trusted people, so they're not going to like joke around with you and be like, you know, pushing you off.
Watch you fall over.
Watch you fall over. But it is pretty full on because you put these glasses on.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're on a rooftop and you're like looking at a beautiful view, but you look down, you're like, ha! And then, so watching someone do it when you're not, you don't have the glasses on is really funny because they're like standing there freaking out. Their legs are shaking. You're like, what's wrong, bro? What's wrong with you? And like, oh, put the glasses on.
Sit down. Ah! No, I can't. I'll fall off. No.
Yeah.
Sit down.
Or you're bungee jumping, for example.
Oh, no.
Or you're skydiving. Imagine.
No, I hate you.
But imagine sitting in a plane. But actually, people have this and they sit in a plane and then they have the glasses and all the things. And it makes them feel like everything's changed. Although people do it with like playing golf and things like that. They're just in a room hitting a
virtual reality.
Virtual reality.
I feel like it would trip me out because I'd like to feel like my senses want to be engaged. And if I can see it, but like you're standing on the rooftop, like you say, and you can't feel the air on your face or the thing, that would trip me out.
That's right. I'd be like, get a fan.
Don't come at me with your little.
No, this is awesome. Because, Brendan, you've got the glasses on and then I'm making it all reality for you. I've got the wind. I've got the confetti pieces that's going to make it feel like rain. I've got water, just buckets of water just thrown at you. You could be in a storm.
Now you're just turning into a ride at Disneyland.
Sure, this is actually so fun for me.
Where you sit in the chair and it wobbles and it shakes and then on the screen it starts raining and the sprinklers in the cinema just turn on with the light
mist.
I
think we need to film this.
No. I don't even know. I can't.
Hey, God kids, I could throw slime at him, you know? Listen, that's a great idea.
God gave me these senses so I could feel it and be in control. I'd like to stay that way.
Then don't wear the glasses.
But hey, 1-340-2020, what futuristic thing needs to become a reality? Or text us on 0448-40-2020.
I feel a tingle in my toes when you come around so close. Different words collide in the sky. I hear the ringing of your voice. You share your dreams, I'm a mob, burning fire in my soul. I gotta listen to your voice. Bring me running when the storm's until everything's restored. I feel the tingle in my toes when you come around so close. Different words collide in the sky. You give me a vision for the soul. Show me all the places where we'll go. Letting all your dreams become my home. Finally found myself in you. We are making deeper memories. Dancing with the lonely hearts. Hearing everyone's story. You're revealing your glory. There's a turning point in history. Everything around me.
Benfica here in Hope Breaky. That one's a special one.
We love communication when we look at each other and go, do you say it? No, I'll say it.
I said it last time.
Even though we plan it, we're like, you do it. Okay, yeah, great. Then we get chatting and then we forget what we plan. But anyway.
It's like, who hangs up? No, you hang up. Okay.
We know that place all too well. But hey, we're talking all things futuristic, things that need to become a reality.
Yes.
And thanks to the announcement of AI glasses. Mm-hmm. So pretty much placing a hologram, put the glasses on and a hologram image of someone or something will enter your space. So it will see the room that you're in through the glasses, making things come to life, which is kind of cool, but then kind of scary all at the same time, because what is next left for technology? So we thought we'd tap into that. We're going to go, what needs
tap
to become?
Tap into Tony Stark, you know?
That's right. Tony Stark and all the other billionaires that are out there who can help bring these things to life. Asha joins us this morning. Good morning, Asha.
Good morning.
What needs to become a reality that we've seen predicted in the future, mate?
Well, actually, as a completely separate thing that needs to become a reality, I think you guys need like a conch that you hand each other. Say, it's your turn, it's my turn.
Roasted.
Amazing.
I love it.
No, but Asha has a good one. Asha, tell us.
So warp drive.
Warp drive?
Warp.
Warp drive?
Yeah. Yes.
Hang on, I know what explain. This is. Hang on. Yeah, please explain, because my brain is just fried.
So it's one of the many things that in Star Trek sci-fi has actually then predicted science, because they figured out it's possible to warp space so that what was the same amount of space in front and behind you mm-hmm. actually becomes less space in front and more behind. Therefore, you're actually going to be able to travel faster than normal by effectively creating a shortcut. The same way that if you have two fingers on a balloon and you move the two fingers together, the same amount of rubber is between the two fingers, but there's a shorter distance.
So I could be here in the studio and then I do a warp situation and I end up at home a second later. Bang.
Well, you want to do it on the planet because it kind of distorts space around you and everyone else caught in that
space. So I'm going from here to Mars.
Yeah, effectively. You get out of the Earth's gravity, then you go to Mars. But there's this thing about it being that they figured out it's possible. The amount of power it would require is why you need what's called an antimatter reactor, because those things generate more power than all of the power stations in the planet combined, which is, I get a 2-for-1, because to have warp drive, you also need to have antimatter reactors. And if we had antimatter reactors, just one would supply enough electricity for the whole planet.
Oh, that's cool. That's a good one.
Yeah, that is, my head hurts.
Why? That's a cool warp drive.
Because I was just not gifted with how to see that become a reality. But I can dream, and I'm going to continue to dream, because I think I want to open a door. Where should we go today? We just enter it in the system, open the door, step straight through. Brah! Here we are.
Brah!
Yeah, although it's not good for airlines, that'll go out of business.
Hope Breakfast with Brendan and Danny Bell on Hope 103.2.
Reckon you know your dumpy shot from your drop-off? The cornerstone to your career as a bricklayer starts at Bricklaying Education Australia. It's where you'll get 3 years of free nationally recognised training from qualified trainers with nearly four decades of industry experience. You'll come out the other side with a Cert 3 in bricklaying and blocklaying after completing your apprenticeship with us. At station sponsor Bricklaying Education Australia, your future is under construction. Visit bricklayingeducation.com.au and apply today.
The M4 this morning slowing up citybound, heading from Clyde through to Silverwater Road, Strathfield Centenary Drive building northbound from the Hume Highway through Strathfield South Homebush Road, a crash report northbound before the Hume Highway as well. Eastlake Southern Cross Drive building northbound towards the ED and Moore Park. Traffic for the international airport approaches through Mascot this morning is very slow. Mars Street and Airport Drive. Traffic on the approach towards the domestic terminals not too bad at the moment for Qantas Drive and Robie Street. I'm Minnick Bavino taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2.
You're listening to Hope Breaky with Brendan and Danny Bell. Glenn just texted in saying, yes, warp drive and beaming people to other places.
Yes, please.
That's a good one.
Okay, that is a very good one. But we've also got another one that's come through.
We've got a special guest, Ingrid.
Ingrid, good morning.
Good morning.
What is your your piece of technology from the future you want to see become real?
A hoverboard.
Oh, yes. Oh,
very good.
Okay, where have you seen hoverboards from?
Back to the Future.
Very good. Your parents are very good for teaching you that. Your parents are awesome. Very awesome.
What is it about hoverboards that you want to see them become real? Why do you want a hoverboard in your world?
Because I want, it's like a flying skateboard, and I want to, be in the air, and, I think it'll be really fun.
So, Ingrid, what colour would your hoverboard be, and what would be on it?
Turquoise and yellow.
Oh, very good colours.
I know. I appreciate how prepared you are for this conversation, Ingrid. You might be made for radio, love.
That's right. Might run in the family. Hey, Ingrid, are you on school holidays now?
Yes.
What have you got planned today? Have you got anything fun that you're going to be doing?
I'm going to my grandparents.
Nice.
Any plans with the grandparents? Painting, playing cards, playing outside. What have you got?
We're going to the movies.
Oh, good one.
What movie?
Oh, yes.
Bunt.
Oh, yes. Runt. The dog film.
Yes.
In cinemas.
Oh, have the best time. Make sure you get all the popcorn.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can eat that.
Popcorn, yes. Recline your seat and have the best time. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Ingrid.
I cannot wait to see you living your dreams on a hoverboard when it becomes a reality. News headlines is next.
To you.
Colton Dixon here on Hope Brekkie. It is 7:30, so it's time for the latest news headlines. Jefferson Shaw, good morning.
Good morning, Danabelle. Good morning, Brendan. Commuters who normally use the T3 Bankstown line are being told to prepare for changes and extended travel times. The Sydney Rail line has shut down to make way for the new Metro service, which is expected to take at least a year to complete. Free replacement buses are available. The Firefighters Union has agreed to halt industrial action to get an interim 3% pay rise while negotiations continue. The New South Wales government is working through the industrial umpire to resolve remaining issues in the dispute. Qantas insists strike action at major airports across the country won't affect flights with contingency plans in place. Over 1,000 Qantas engineers have walked off the job until 9 o'clock over a pay dispute. Police are searching for an attacker after a stabbing at a light rail in Sydney's CBD. A 22-year-old man was walking near the stop at Chinatown yesterday afternoon when he was stabbed in the back by another man who fled on foot. Labor is set to hand down a $15.8 billion surplus for the 2023-24 federal budget. It's the second consecutive surplus following a $22.1 billion surplus last year. And US President Joe Biden says he will speak with his Israeli counterpart in a bid to avoid an all-out war in the Middle East. Israel has launched airstrikes on Houthi targets in Yemen, in addition to offensives in Lebanon and Gaza. Brendan and Danibel, I'll be back with more news at 8 o'clock.
Thank you, Jefferson. And up next, the fun stories. The stories when your parents embarrassed you, or maybe you embarrassed your parents. We want to hear them because there is a dad in Britain who has pretty much done something that has made him quite the embarrassing dad. We'll share with you what happened, and we want you to share what happened to you next.
Hope Breakfast with Brendan and Danny Bell on Hope 1032.
Hope 1032's care line is a listening ear when you need it most. When life is overwhelming, when times are tough, when you just need someone to talk to who will listen, care and pray with you. You're not alone. The Hope 1032 care line is there for you. Call 722 755 33 to confidentially speak with one of our trained Hope 1032 care line volunteers. 722 755 33. Or at hope1032.com.au.
Every 60 seconds, 20 children are given the opportunity to hear the gospel after receiving an Operation Christmas Child shoebox. Get started today with your family, church, school or community group to pack gift-filled shoeboxes for Operation Christmas Child and help deliver a tangible expression of God's love. Each shoebox is an opportunity to transform a life for eternity through the greatest journey discipleship lessons. To learn more, visit operationchristmaschild.org.au. Station sponsor.
Remember that great Beatles song, All You Need Is Love? Turns out, it's not that easy. Hi, I'm Brett Ryan for Focus on the Family Australia. When it comes to building a healthy marriage, love is important, but it's not all you need. To really keep those flames burning, you also need respect. That means treating each other with dignity and kindness and letting your partner know how much you appreciate what they do for you and the rest of your family. Good marriages also take commitment. It is two people saying to each other, no matter how hard it gets, I will never leave you and I'll always be loyal to our marriage vows. Time is another critical ingredient. Healthy marriages are those where both partners make an effort to spend a lot of time together, both quality and quantity. So remember, the Beatles were only half right. You do need love, but that's not all you need.
For exclusive relationship advice to help your marriage thrive, sign up for a free e-newsletter at families.org.au.
Sydney's
Hope 1032.
Look at the birds, how free they fly. Look at the lilies growing so wild. No, they don't wonder if rain's gonna fall down or if the sun will ever come on out. So I won't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow's gonna worry about itself. I got about a million reasons to praise you. I got about a million.
gonna be good.
Here on Hope Break, here with Brendan and Danny Bell.
And 1-340-2020, the embarrassing stories. Maybe you've embarrassed your children, or maybe you've been embarrassing your parents. We want to know those stories because in Britain, a multimillionaire has purchased a very unique vehicle. We're talking what they are naming a bubble car. So it literally looks like a little matchbox car. It fits two people in it. It's electric, so it has nearly no engine.
Mm-hmm.
And this dad has purchased it and committed that he would pick up his daughter from school every day.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Every day in this vehicle until she finishes her final year.
Oh, why would you do this to her?
Right, the school run, the pickup, the drop off.
Here's the thing, the dad is 6'3".
Yes. And
so it says that he can pop his head out the wind, out the rooftop, the sunroof.
What I love is that there's a photo at the front of where the vehicle is open and he's sitting there and he's got that lean. So his head's on a tilt because he's trying to just fit in the car. Can you imagine? You're at the gate and you're like, everyone's lined up, the cars pull in, the kiss and drop, the pickup, everyone jumps in their car. And you're like, oh, here's dad. Oh, which car? Is he in the Jeep, the Subaru? No, he's in that little bubble car.
That's my dad.
See the guy in that little toy with his head tilted to the side?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's dad.
And thought he'd get it just for frivolity purposes? You're like, okay.
Purely frivolous. For the sake of embarrassing me.
Yeah, no, totally.
Look, we've got great parents.
We do.
We've both been very, very blessed.
Yes.
But I feel like our parents love a good embarrassing moment.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Just to make fun of me, you know?
Oh, and totally. Laugh. And then sometimes they're unintentional.
It's like, wait, I didn't invite that conversation into this space.
Or that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or that's a family moment. Why are we telling everybody else?
Why are we sharing our laundry? Stop it. I remember we did swimming lessons.
Mm.
And I went with my sisters and we just put all the gear in the bag. So I remember grabbing like the stuff after the swimming lesson.
Yeah.
Mum's like, here, grab your towel. Here's your clothes, your dry clothes. Now go and change. We'll meet you outside afterwards. Yeah. So I was like, okay, no worries. Go off.
Easy assignment.
Assignment.
Yeah.
Go into the change rooms. But like most of them, there is a change room with lockers and then you've got the benches.
Yeah.
So I go in there and usually being a kid, I was like, oh, I'm just going to pop into the cubicle.
Sure.
But the cubicles were full. So there wasn't one available. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I've got to hurry up. Otherwise, mum's going to wonder where I am and why I'm taking so long and whatever. So I needed to change because I was cold. I got out the pool. I was cold. Right. So I did the Mr. Bean thing, wrapped my towel around me, and then tried to change underneath the towel. Okay. I'm in the middle of changing. And I could hear, like, some noises at the door.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think that might be mum. It sounds like mum.
Oh, I know where this is going.
Yeah.
And oh, I'm like, no.
So I just continue to be oblivious and keep changing. And I'm like, nah, that's got to be mum's voice. Next minute, the door swings open and it's one of the guys who'd been working out in the gym part.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, is that your son? While holding the door wide open.
Oh, no.
And he lifts up his arm and goes, hey, your mum's got these for you. Dry underwear. Because I didn't have everything. And then my mum standing behind and then realizes she's standing at a door with people changing around me and then does a high-pitched squeal and then quickly runs the other way. So I'm standing there with the towel wrapped around me trying to change, realizing in that moment I didn't have dry underwear. Then my dry underwear is being thrown at me by some stranger who's at the door while mum screams behind him.
It's the slow motion and it's in the background. Oh,
the world stopped. Yeah, it did. And then the underwear flying through the air going as it spun and I tried to catch it and it landed on the wet floor anyway.
It falls on the floor.
I remember being like, mum, you're so embarrassing.
Jokes. When I think of my family, I'm like, oh, what if they embarrass me? Or what if I embarrass my parents? We're a perfect family, so. No, I'm joking.
Oh, I'm kidding.
No, I get embarrassed when, I mean, listen, we are very blessed with what we get to do every day. And, you know, it's very fun.
And we get to talk to the,
we're talking to the people. We get to be on radio and love this, but I think, my parents are just so proud of me and they're very grateful for what I get to do. So, but they will tell everybody.
Oh.
So they're telling every person that calls the house, every person. Oh, you listen to the show? Oh, listen, go to Sydney's Hope 103.2 Instagram. I'm like, Dad, he's like, oh, but when people come over for dinner, it's like, Bub, show them the videos. I'm like, Dad, like literally the other night, one of our family friends came over to cut my mom's hair and he didn't realize that I was on radio. Like we've known each other for years and he's like, oh my gosh, you're on radio. It's like, yeah. And my dad's like, yeah. Look at the Instagram. I'm like, Dad, stop, please, stop. He's cutting mum's hair. Like, that's embarrassing because I'm like, how did this become about me? Like, it's not. So that's
proud parents and it just becomes embarrassing. 1-300-40-2020. When have your parents embarrassed you? Or maybe you're a parent and you've embarrassed your children. 1-300-40-2020 or text us on 0448-40-2020.
Too fast to prepare for this. Tripping in the world could be dangerous. Everybody circling as vultures. Negative, nepotist. Everybody waiting for the fall of man. Everybody praying for the end of times. Everybody hoping they could be the one. I was born to run, I was born for this. Always hanging on to the visual. I wanna be invisible. Looking at my ears like I'm out of them. Everybody needs to be a part of them. Never be enough from the prodigal son. I was born to run, I was born for this.
Cause I love our kids when I pray. the parenthetical, hypothetical, working out of something that I'm proud of, out of the box, an epoxy to the world and the vision we've lost. I'm an apostrophe, I'm just a symbol to remind you that there's more to see. I'm just a product of the system, a catastrophe, and yet a masterpiece, and yet I'm half deceased, and when I am deceased, at least I go down to the grave and die. Do what it takes,
whatever it takes.
Imagine Dragons here on Hope Breaky with Brendan and Danny Bell and 1-300-40-2020. How did you embarrass your kids, or how did your parents embarrass you?
Oh, it happens on a regular basis. Yes. That's just the privilege of being a parent. And Linda joins us. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, guys. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you
happy
too.
Monday.
Tell us your embarrassing story.
Thank you. So I was at my daughter's school. She was in year two, and I had I was waiting for her to finish school. So she was still in class. In the meanwhile, I had my son with me. He's 5 years old. And we're just waiting in the playground for the bell to ring. You know, so my little boy says to me, "Mom, I need to go to the toilet." I said, like, okay, off you go. You know, he's within my reach and within, you know, where I could see, reaching distance. So he runs into the toilet. I'm thinking he'll do his business and come back out. You know, he knows how to use the toilet. Anyway, so he needed to do a number two, not a number one. So what does he do? He runs out of the bathroom, stands at the front door with his pants and his undies down to his knees for everyone to see, and calls out from about 100 metres away from me and says, "Mom, I need to do it too."
No.
And I literally didn't know where to look. And I'm like, I've got to help this child. I've got to put him, close him up, and don't let anyone else see him. Because there were other parents around as well waiting for their kids to finish. And I was like, just in disbelief.
Linda proceeds to then look around as if, whose kid is that? I don't know.
Or, yeah, yell out, "I wish the parents of that child would do something about it."
As she, like, creeps closer to him. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's my
child. The funny thing is that there were other parents standing next to me that I was just chatting to.
Oh.
And the other parent was like, "The poor guy didn't know where to look. He's like, I think you better go help your son."
Oh, so Linda. Good.
Just believe. Yeah.
Linda, I love it. Thanks so much for calling in.
Yes.
I instantly, that makes me think of my beloved sisters who are like, you know, every time you do go shopping, the little ones always need to go to the bathroom.
Always.
So then, you know, like every good mother, you're like, right, well, seeing we're in the cubicle, I might as well go as well.
Yeah.
But they have to announce it to everybody in the bathroom. "Mummy, are you doing a wee?" It's like, shush, be quiet.
That's awesome.
How the tables have turned.
Yep.
Hope Breakfast with Brendan and Danny Bell on Hope 103.2.
Refugee children in Uganda urgently need your help. Many are orphans, dying from hunger. Jesus said that whatever you do for that person in need, you do for me. You can feed a hungry refugee child for a month for just $6. By giving a little, you can do a lot.
Thank you.
More than a meal, you'll give them a future.
Give now at feedthehungry.org.au. Station sponsor, Feed the Hungry.
Are you caring for someone living with dementia?
Hop in the shower.
I've already had one.
No, you haven't.
If you're caring for someone living with dementia, it can be hard seeing changes in their day-to-day behaviour. At Dementia Support Australia, our consultants are here to help anytime, day or night, anywhere in Australia. Call our free service on 1800 699 799 or visit dementia.com.au. Dementia can affect us all.
A broken down truck through Granville this morning, eastbound Parramatta Road on the approach towards Albert Street, Alexandria. Crash at Henderson Road at the corner of Mitchell Road. A breakdown through Newtown, it's on King Street, citybound at Emerald Road. And North Sydney, an earlier breakdown has slowed down things southbound for the Warringah Freeway approaching the Harbour Tunnel. Traffic is also moving slowly around Mascot for the international terminals, Airport Drive and Marsh Street. I'm Monique Bovino, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 1032.
Hope 1032, with you in the hustle and bustle of life.
No, I was lip syncing to that song in the song. Mariah Carey, here on Hope Brekkie.
Is it your go-to karaoke song?
Nope.
Do you have a go-to karaoke song?
I have nothing, nothing, nothing. Yeah.
That's your
Well, that's the Bodyguard is my favorite.
Hit.
Yeah, but it's also karaoke.
True, so you can just do voices and just 100%. Make it the most entertaining fun. Because in Vegas, there's a karaoke bar and that a guy stepped up, he looked a little bit disheveled. He had a suit that was a bit too big for him.
Sure.
Ties a little bit loose. And a lot of the people were kind of like, oh, who is this guy? What is going on?
Mm.
Well, then he sang. And this is kind of what happened.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yeah, everyone's talking, not realizing the most famous voice.
How can you not stop talking and go, wait, That sounds right? like a very famous person.
Yeah, you've worked it out. See, now they're starting to tune in.
Yeah, now they're getting it.
Hang on a minute. The one and only Chris Martin, the frontman for Coldplay, with glasses, a loose-fitting suit, a wig, completely in disguise, gets up in a karaoke bar and belts out a tune and left everybody kind of confused but excited all at the same time.
As if you wouldn't straight away know. His 7-time Grammy Award winner, Chris Martin.
He's the number one British singer artist for a band in the 21st century. He's just been crowned that for the 21st. Yes. Most known, most songs, most number one, the whole lot. And you're in a disguise. It took people so long to work out that that's who it is.
With his dad sneakers on.
Right. Do you think that it's the physical difference that made people go, hang on, who is
something's
that?
Not computing.
That sounds like him, but
that
surely
voice
not.
Does not go with that outfit.
Right. If you see someone that massive, you'd be questioning, like, am I going crazy?
Yeah, exactly.
This is a front singer for Coldplay. Are you kidding me?
That's pretty cool.
Anyway, it would have been quite the moment to be there. But yeah, the video, check it out. It's on YouTube and various other places of how Chris Martin shocked a whole lot of people in a karaoke bar. To take us to news. Oh, another karaoke banger.
Teens.
Yeah.
Tina.
Right. I'm going to turn our mics off so we can get into it.
All right, here we go.
News. Thanks to station sponsor OzTip Recycling. For fast skip-in delivery at the best price. Book online now at oztiprecycling.com.au.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Jefferson Shaw. Free buses replacing a major train line in Sydney's southwest are undergoing their first major test during today's morning commute. The T3 line will be closed between Sydenham and Bankstown for 12 months while the network is upgraded to be compatible with Metro. Transport Minister Joe Halen says contractors will be held to that timeline but admits it could take longer.
I do want to be upfront with passengers that it could take longer. I don't want to see people along this line on a bus any longer than they need to be. We want to see metro services here in the Inner West and Canterbury Bankstown as soon as possible.
An attacker is on the run after knifing a man in the back in Sydney's CBD. Katie Fuller reports.
Emergency services were called to a light rail stop at Chinatown where a 22-year-old man was stabbed in the back. His attacker was seen running away from the station towards Darling Drive. Paramedics treated the victim before taking him to St Vincent's Hospital. Police are now searching for the suspect, describing him as a man aged between 40 and 50, about 170 centimetres tall, with a medium build, balding, dark hair and a short beard. Anyone with more information is urged to contact Crime Stoppers.
New data shows private health insurers aren't paying their fair share for public hospital beds. Insurers are charged at a rate of $892 per hospital bed per day, but many are only contributing around $474. Health Minister Ryan Park says the government will take further action if changes aren't made.
We've been having dialogue with our private health insurers and we've made it clear to them that the time is coming now that they need to make sure that they pay their way. Now, we don't necessarily want to go down a legislative path, but if we do need to introduce legislation, then we will.
Qantas engineers have walked off the job at major airports as they push for higher pay. Strike action is being ramped up at terminals until 9 o'clock. The union says it'll have a significant impact on flights, but Qantas insists